do have a few lines that I think I really, I've been sharing them all week, but I'd like to get your further to expound on them.
Yeah.
America may have fewer friends than 4 years ago. The reason is America's perceived weakness and Obama's alleged intention to preside over a U.S. strategic retreat. What do you mean?
Well, you know, I've been covering the Middle East, you know, myself being Iranian, for the past 40 years. And whenever there was an issue in the region, the first question that most people asked was, what does the United States think? What are the Americans going to do? But under President Obama, the U.S. has been scripted out of the whole thing except as a hate object. And it is really a shame because, you know, the U.S. is the only power that could make a difference. Unfortunately, President Obama has decided, you know, to turn the United States into a second-hand power, if you like. So this is a very dangerous situation for the Middle East, and it's a dangerous situation for the United States because this weakness and this retreat that President Obama is organizing has not been translated into any love and affection either for President Obama or for the United States.
Should we be running 30-second disclaimers, ads to the people of Pakistan, in Pakistan, showing the Secretary of State condemning the video, the movie, and the president condemning the movie? Does that help?
No, that's a big mistake. You know, you should defend your values courageously, because if you are not sure of yourself, how do you expect anybody to respect you? You know, the mistake that President Obama has made is that because he's a charming man, he's going to charm everybody into doing whatever he likes, although we don't know what is it that he wants. But, you know, in international politics, you don't work with charm. You know, you work with strength, with discipline, with principles, with hard work, and, of course, demanding to be respected. And, unfortunately, this has not happened.